No, that's wrong. It looks like where we're at, our MVR, we were hoping was 9,291,000, and we did that by backing out from previous budget, the total, and backing out what we thought was the state, and therefore the remainder must be the MVR, because it's those two components, but we're finding that's not, doesn't seem to be the case. So our MVR seems to be 11,750,917. Okay. The state numbers, which I saw the recent paperwork today, so I have no reason to believe that's not correct, and we don't know what the state will do, is $6,865,689. The other monies that come in from the state cannot be applied to the city's, to the school's operating budget. This is where I think we've gone astray in the past. We've mixed operating budget money with non-operating budget money until at some point we're not sure what's A and what's B and C. So what I'm proposing is that we split this out in these three categories. The MBR is our local money that we put in the city of Derby, and there's rules attached to that. The state money, this is what they call the education block grant. This is the amount that can go to the operating budget. So this makes their operating budget, if we don't raise it, the 18,616 from, so this, these two are this. Where we apparently went wrong is if you look at these two, we thought that we were overstating the amount the state was giving us that could be applied to the operating budget. Does that make sense? So the state was giving us money. There's the operating budget. If we were overstating what could go into the operating budget, that changes what we calculated as our MBR. And the MBR is the key number. The two key numbers are our MBR and what the state is sending for the operating budget. The rest is a pass-through. We don't care that it's $2,158,584. That money is on the revenue side. That's just passing through. It's not affecting our operating budget. It's not affecting our taxpayers. It's money coming from the state straight through. So if you put that all together, if we're correct, now the budget goes up, unfortunately, about $2 million. Or the amount of money assigned to their budget at this point hasn't gone up at all, because we haven't put that increase on yet, which is up to you to decide if you want to increase the budget. But they're asking for a $555,000 increase. And they're also asking for an extra $250,000 to be put away in the special working balance in case the special education budget ends up being more, which is always possible. And so Keith Waite and Matt Waite, and let me just get through this and I'm going to let you guys